Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Serious problems between the EU and America are increasing. Express wrote on November 26, Putin's strategy of using Russia's gas supplies against the West is starting to sow dissent among NATO as top European officials take aim at Joe Biden, accusing him of profiting from this war. Multiple high-ranking officials from the bloc have accused the United States president of capitalizing on the opportunity represented by the invasion and jacking up the price of weapons and gas. Speaking to Politico, one senior EU official said, "The fact is, if you look at it soberly, the country that is most profiting from this war is the United States, because they are selling more gas and at a higher price, and because they are selling more weapons." Another said, "We are really at a historic juncture." The official added that the combination of trade disruption and high energy prices jeopardizes the US reputation with countries on the other side of the Atlantic. They said, "America needs to realize that public opinion is shifting in many EU countries. Emmanuel Macron has already accused the US of not being friendly in its approach to the EU. The EU's chief diplomat, Joseph Borrell, meanwhile, called on the US to acknowledge the impact they were having on the European economy. However, the US has refused to concede that they are impacting the price of gas in the EU. The EU has turned to the US as an alternative to Russian gas in order to avoid indirectly funding Putin's war and giving him leverage over them for the crucial resource. However, Europeans say the price they are facing in the US is nearly four times as high as the same fuel costs in America. This now is compounded by a surge in orders for US-made military gear as the EU supply of weapons to Ukraine leaves them running low themselves. According to the Daily Mail, the Americans continue to send more, with the cost of supplying Ukraine to the US now at over $19 billion, as another $400 million was added earlier this week. And they don't even know where the money is going. They don't even know where the weapons are going. Only 10% have been accounted for. The article goes on to say, Germany's economy minister called on Washington to show more solidarity by reducing their energy costs. An EU diplomat added, "It is not good, in terms of optics, to give the impression that the best ally is actually making huge profits out of your troubles." The high gas prices add to existing tensions over Mr. Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, a huge tax, climate, and healthcare package for the US, but which caused one EU official to question whether Washington was still our ally. The Daily Mail added on November 26, European nations, now dependent upon the United States and its gas supply, say they are fretting over the impacts of the IRA subsidies and what it will look like for them after already being squeezed on gas prices. The nearly $400 billion subsidy scheme provides tax credits for businesses and individuals who purchase green products, including wind turbines and electric vehicles. The credits are mostly available, however, for products made in the United States. And so we see that the Europeans are getting more and more and increasingly upset with America. Now, in regard to a potential trade war caused by the IRA, the Associated Press wrote on November 25, "The European Union and the United States are treading precariously close to a major transatlantic trade dispute at a time when the two Western giants want to show unity in the face of challenges from Russia and China. EU trade ministers on Friday insisted they would be forced to respond if Washington stuck to all the terms of its Inflation Reduction Act, which is favorable to local companies through subsidies and, according to the EU, will unfairly discriminate against its firms that want to compete for contracts. And beyond the European Commission, which negotiates on behalf of the 27 member states on trade issues, the concerns are largely shared in EU national capitals too. All the member states are concerned, said the Czech trade minister. So now, when Mr. Biden began to occupy the White House, many Europeans thought that the relationship between Europe and America would improve after Trump. But the opposite has been occurring. Now, we have been telling you for years that that is exactly what we can expect to happen according to biblical prophecy. And we have many booklets prepared, which you can have for free, which go into those issues. Booklets like Europe in Prophecy, Germany in Prophecy, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever, and on and on and on it goes. There are many booklets you can have discussing what the Bible says on these issues in great detail. So please take us up on our offer and ask for some free copies. And thank you for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.